So welcome to Two Fools. This is bonus content. Let's give it a shot. So Kayla and RJ are about to join into a little conversation of Rogue versus Captain Marvel.
I don't want to.
Or Carol Danvers.
I can't. This is being about rambling because I'm better with that.
I'm just saying.
Y'all continue what you were talking about.
I will never forgive Rogue for doing what she did to Captain Marvel.
She never meant to do it.
It doesn't matter if she meant to do it or not.
If you were manipulated by a woman, and that woman who claimed to be your mother goes, touch that woman, we've got to live.
Look, if Rogue fucked up already when she started listening to Mystique.
Well, she thought it was her mom.
I don't give a your mom or not. Look, if your dad tells you to go off a bridge and die, are you going to do it?
Probably because my dad has a legit reason for it, and I can't jump anyway,
no,
RJ.
No. Okay, roll off a bridge and die. There you go. I'm just saying, are you going to do it? Your dad has a good reason. Do you have a good reason for that? I don't think you're going to do it. I'm just saying.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
What?
I'm going to play devil's
advocate.
Kayla's advocate on this one. I'm the devil.
I'm the devil.
I'm my guest.
Whose fault is it that Sarah's dead? Thea's or Malcolm's?
I don't get it, but it's okay.
Malcolm's.
Now.
But that's different. He
I was about to say, Thea is not 100% in control, but she still remembers that she did it.
No, actually, she didn't until they told her.
Right,
and second of all,
Rogue didn't mean to do as much as she did to Carol.
So what?
In the cartoon.
She still meant to harm her. There you go.
In the cartoon, she only meant to
knock
her out real quick and
take
control of the plane.
In the comics, it's the same thing. She meant to just touch her and
knock her out. She ended up getting her flying. And
invulnerability.
She visited
and
her in the hospital.
And her memories and her life.
Well, Rogue always does that when she absorbs people.
And then screams like a banshee.
That cartoon. Oh my god.
She's messed up a lot of people's lives.
I'm just saying.
Carol messed up her own life.
I've always liked Rogue as a character. After Miss Marvel became my favorite character,
Do you know whose life Rogue has messed up the most?
Her own?
Her own.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. No.
I mean,
this may just be an ignorant me talking, but
I mean, you have an opinion. That's fine.
I know how you feel because I'm the same way with Cap. No, it's not Cap's fault. It's that person's fault. Cap would never do that ever.
Exactly. It's not Miss Marvel.
Fanboying. It's fine.
Cap is perfect.
As long as you know you're fanboying,
yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm fanboying. Yeah. I just wrote no.
Oh, the Marvel discussion. You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Well, it's a good thing we didn't talk about future movies because we didn't talk about future television shows coming out either.
Iron Fist.
Yeah,
Luke
Cage.
As I said earlier.
Bye,
who? Who? What?
Cage and Iron Fist best team up. I remember seeing this.
I told Kayla the other night. I was like, Kayla, Hawkeye guest star on Daredevil. She's like, he did? I was like, no, but how awesome would it be? And she's like, I hate you so much.
That's cruel.
I need it to happen. I just need Hawkeye to go.
I didn't say he did or he will. I was just like presenting the idea, like hey.
Manipulative. I get
but
it.
Like, but like, I just want those two to go in the operation. Hawkeye goes, I'm the eyes, and Daredevil goes, and I'm the ears, and I'm like, it's perfect.
Fanboying, or in this case, fangirling.
It's my spirit homie. He deserves to be everything great.
You need to watch the Daredevil thing.
In fact,
if you're gonna stay over for a couple of days, I think you should watch it on Netflix.
I probably will.
Binge.
That's your payment.
I'm just...
It's your rent.
Kayla's such a douchebag. Hey, you're going to stay over the night? Your payment is to watch television. Do it now. Can't go see Avengers until you get to level 10.
Oh, my God.
Because there was a moment in the comic books when Rogue showed back up to deal... Because there was some time stuff with, I think, Doctor Strange or something.
I'm not getting into it.
Someone involved with all that. And different versions of Carol were coming through time to kick Rogue's ass.
Oh, yeah.
And Rogue and the original Carol were teaming up to stop this, and it was.
I think I actually saw that.
And it was just kind of.
And that was in the Miss Marvel series, wasn't it?
It was in the Miss Marvel comic series. Yeah.
That
was when I started being like,
I can tell you right now. When Civil War happened in the comics.
This was before.
When Civil War happened in the comics, and they shot Steve, I was done.
It's done.
I was done. Literally done with comics. And I have very, very lightly got back into it from time to time. Usually when Josh wants to share, hey, have you read this? No. Well, here, read it. Okay. That's about it. The Spider-Man crossover between regular Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man, I liked it a lot.
Gwen Stacy's not Spider-Man. In the new comics.
Probably.
She runs around with this, like, white
Spider-Man
outfit.
Well, the Gwen Stacy...
Well, there is a Spider-Woman.
The Gwen Stacy in Ultimate Spider-Man, Spider-Man, if that's what you're talking about, is not really Gwen Stacy. She's a copy of... I'm trying to remember, is she a symbiont or what? But there's more to her than... She's not human.
Right.
There's a clone of Peter Parker, who is a female clone, and goes by the name Jessica Drew, a.k.a. Ultimate Spider-Woman.
Yeah. She actually shows... She's actually Carol's best friend in her comic book version.
In the Ultimates or in the regular?
In Ms. Okay. Marvel's universe of comics.
That Jessica Drew is Jessica Drew.
Okay.
She's not a clone.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, she is also Spider-Man. Yeah. That, and there's...
That's because they can go flying together.
Factoids. Yeah.
They go flying and buy shoes. Because girls.
My Stormy Rogue did
actually,
that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just being stupid.
Just saying. No.
Stormy Rogue.
My memory is great, and I do remember these things.
Uh-huh.
Where were they going with that? Oh, Miss Marvel is now doing the Guardians of the Galaxy at least at the end.
And
has a cat named Chewie.
Chewie?
Can't get something better than that.
Like Chewbacca Chewie?
Yeah, it's named Chewie. It's an alien.
Angelica is in it. Or Angela.
Angela, I remember her. Is she like something?
She's like from another comic book company.
Never mind.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Lisa read that.
Yeah,
they didn't. The original comic book company didn't want it, or the creator didn't want it, and so Marvel was like, "Fine, we'll take it and make it better." I think that's what originally happened.
I'm not sure what the backstory
she's an
is.
Asgardian,
but yeah, they rewrote her as an Asgardian.
She was raised
Thor's
as angels.
Sister?
She's Odin's.
Yeah,
son
she's like
Thor's,
Thor's
half
sister.
Yeah, half sister. She was actually older than Thor.
And I'm just like,
direct Thor.
WTF?
She's a badass too.
I love her.
Well, I don't know anything about her other comic strips,
she's
except that she
angel.
Was in the third... She was a Dark Horse comic, I believe. There was Image, Dark Horse, Top Cow, realistically in the 90s, when I was a comic book nerd. It was Marvel, DC, and Other. You get what I'm saying?
Et cetera.
And she was in the Other pile.
Like, the only thing I know most about Carol is that she is a really high-level S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. She was really high in the military because I watched.
Carol was never a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Gail Danvers?
She was not a high level S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. She may be now.
Yeah, in the Earth's Mightiest Heroes cartoon.
That's,
oh,
that's
what I was
the
trying
cartoon.
To get out. I was trying to get that out.
Okay,
before I, got
yeah, I watched that. I watched that because I watched that episode specifically.
She was like, because Cap was like, what rank are you? And she tells him. And Hawkeye goes, and that means she's a higher rank than you, Steve. And she looks over and goes, and in S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm a level 9 agent, which means I'm a higher level than you, Clint. And Clint went,
making Hawkeye an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Marvel cinema was fun, but realistically, he's never been an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. to my knowledge. Natasha's not really an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So in the main Marvel Universe, which is Earth 616.
Yeah.
616.
Black Widow was never really an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the comics either. She's been a quadruple agent of everybody. She's a spy. She started as a Russian villain. She started, then she became a Russian turned American hero. Back and forth.
She was an Iron Man villain, wasn't she?
I honestly have no freaking clue. But she's been everywhere, man.
I do know that Hawkeye was originally supposed to be an Iron Man villain because he was inspired.
He was.
So,
but he was like, good.
Angela's thing is that she is the firstborn of Odin and Freyja. Not Freya. Freyja. It's weird.
It could be a typo. Keep going.
Typo.
Hello, typo.
But she, when Heaven waged war against Asgard, the Queen of the Angels kidnapped her in order to blackmail Odin. And it didn't work out, basically. But she was eventually brainwashed and she became what she is now.
Wait. So MODOK broke into the castle and stole the Princess Aura from her twin brother Adam and raised her to be his servant, and until she beheld the power of Grayskull, it's finally breaking. Oh my damn.
And now she works.
They gave her She-Ra's origin.
Like, I could have got that mixed up, I'm not sure, but I
know. She-Ra.
Oh, okay.
He-Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
By the power.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the comic book Age of Ultron,
yeah,
she was actually there, and she was sucked out of heaven, and she was just out of heaven and put.
Hey,
on
we need you real quick.
Yep.
Steve and Clint came together, and they used their Christian powers.
I don't even know what to say to that. I'm just going to let that one go. One of my favorite Hawkeye comics.
That was an
comics.
Interesting line in the Avengers when, like, back there when Cap was like, there's only one God, ma'am, and he doesn't wear a suit like that.
Right, right.
He doesn't dress like that.
One of my favorite Hawkeye comics actually is when the West Coast Avengers go to the David Letterman show.
I remember Hawkeye going to DC and just up and stealing Black Canary from Arrow. Or Green Arrow. I remember that. And they got together until Marvel was like, we need you back, Hawkeye. And Hawkeye was like, no.
You know, one of my things
I'm not buying into that. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
If Mike Brown ever hears this part, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because like I said, I love Miss Marvel. And every time I talk about her now, I say Captain Marvel. He always gets on to me about the fact of, like, you know, the name Captain Marvel and Marvel all stuff came from DC, you know, and all that jazz.
It's not entirely true.
And I'm just like, whatever. I don't care about that stuff anymore.
I've looked into it because...
It irritates me.
Because I've heard this argument. Captain Marvel, as the Billy Bastion turned into the superhuman Captain Marvel with the word Shazam.
Yeah.
That comic was, I think, called Fawcett Comics. Mm-hmm. And it existed before Marvel did.
Right.
When they went out of business, Marvel existed. Marvel created Captain Marvel, the Kree hero who got the quantum bands.
Marvel.
He got the quantum bands and became Captain Marvel. By that time, I'm not exactly sure when DC got a hold of the old Fawcett City comics, but they did. And they got the Marvel family of heroes.
Right.
Shazam's sister, so they just
changed
whatever.
Called Shazam.
Well,
totally cool.
Everyone in the modern era of comics calls him Shazam because that's what the fuck he yells.
Right.
Nobody calls him Captain Marvel. They might call him the Big Red Cheese because that's what the bad guy in his comic calls him, Dr. Silvara. So, that's the thing. Yes, he was Captain Marvel before Marvel was Marvel Comics. He was Captain Marvel before Marvel, Miss Marvel, or any variation of any of these people existed. But when DC put him back out, Captain Marvel from Marvel Comics already existed. They had to rename him.
Yep.
And they renamed him the name that everyone knows him as. Shazam.
He just always gets on me about that.
And who's Shazam's... who's his anti-Flash? His bad guy who has the exact same powers he does? Do you not... It's Black Adam.
Yeah, Black Adam. Black Adam.
How the hell do you name him Black Adam?
You know, The Rock's supposed to play Black Adam.
I can see that.
That's going to be awesome.
Black Adam's supposed to be an ancient, older human who had the power and went bad with it, to my knowledge.
I'm totally cool with The Rock playing the villain.
Well, I mean, in The Scorpion King, he technically... let me rephrase this.
He's the hero.
In The Mummy, where the Scorpion King shows up, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
In the Scorpion King movie,
Rock doesn't usually play bad guys all the time. He plays the guy who got out of prison, who's, you know, trying to avenge his family kind of guy. But
I got to be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of movies with The Rock in them.
I've seen a lot. Okay, here's why I've seen a lot of movies in them. My mom absolutely loves The Rock.
Well, I mean, I enjoy his.
And she used to watch. She loved his wrestling career.
Right.
She loves him. So,
right.
There you go.
I liked him in the G.I. Joe movie he did. I liked Rundown, even though it's not like, you know, the greatest movie ever told.
No.
It's not bad. That remake they did, where he comes back to his hometown and police corruption and all that, I don't know what the name of the movie is off the top of my head, but it's a remake.
Right.
It was fine.
Me?
He does good in Fast and Furious.
I could give a fuck less about Fast and the Furious anything.
Like what?
I seen the second movie.
I don't like it at all.
It's a car movie. I don't care.
It's
not even, like, after the second movie, it's not even about cars anymore. That's the problem. That's one of the people's biggest gripes about it. It's not even about cars anymore. It's about a heist group, technically. It's basically
About heist groups.
It's basically like Ocean 13, just
I didn't
cars.
Watch Ocean any damn thing.
I don't watch about cars. I watch Transformers.
I watched Ocean 11 because my mother was all a big fan of Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And it's a remake of a movie. It's a crime movie. I'm not big into crime movies. The last time I saw anything that even remotely looked like a heist movie that I was interested in was the one where the magician people were stealing money from everywhere.
Oh, you mean Now You See Me, Now You Don't?
Sure, that that's the name awesome. Of it. Awesome. I was vaguely interested, didn't even watch it.
You ain't talking Punisher or Daredevil when it comes to heist stuff, because Punisher deals with
it. How the hell does Punisher make a heist movie?
Yeah, even I'm a little, what?
Doesn't he stop those type of people?
Yeah. Well, yeah. In Ocean's 11, if it crossed over with Punisher, he probably would help them to rob from the gangsters, and then he would shoot them and take their money.
Surprise! Punisher's the greatest.
Okay, here's my thing on the Punisher. I've seen the two movies that are out, that came out over the last, like, 10 years or whatever.
Sure, because there's been three movies, but keep going. The other one's older than them, and most people avoid it.
That's all I've seen of the Punisher ever. Briefly in the Ms. Marvel comic books that I read when during the Civil War arc, because they were trying to capture him to tell him to stop doing his vigilante shit.
Right.
And he was like, no.
You'll never stop me.
So, that's it. And he was okay in there. And that's about all I have.
And the cartoon, that old X-Men cartoon I'm watching, mm-hmm. these kids get a video game called Assassin, and he's on the front of it. He's a video game.
Why?
Punisher as a character exists for the niche for people who like that kind of story. Now, Marvel Max did a more adult version, and their stories were interesting. I'm not a big Punisher fan because I'm not a big vigilante fan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Batman breaking your jaw and putting your ass in Arkham Asylum, I'm okay with that.
He's also the world's greatest detective. So
Punisher shooting you in the back of the head, I'm kind of like, what's the difference between him and anybody else?
They've got something to lose. That's legitimately what he said.
No, I'm just saying. What's the difference between Punisher and Bullseye? Punisher kills people because they broke the law. Bullseye kills people because he got paid. Still got dead bodies stacked up.
Arrow, Oliver was doing that for a while, too. He was basically being like a Punisher.
And the biggest problem people had with that was Green Arrow don't kill people.
Yeah.
Now, I am a firm believer. I guess I'm going to have to say this. I go to the Captain America school of thought. And I do think there are times where, as a hero, you're going to have to look at certain villains and go, I have to end this forever. Realistically,
because nothing will stop you.
Realistically, the third time Joker broke out of jail and killed people, that's on Batman.
Yeah.
That's on Batman, and that's on the Gotham legal system.
I'm just saying, if Loki doesn't die in the third one, it's totally on Thor.
Because, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
If an animal did anywhere near as much damage as any of the villains or criminals they'd have put it down. Yeah. Exactly. Now, we try to treat humans and a different level than animals, but then there are people who try to treat animals on the same level as humans. So, your scale of morality there starts becoming a problem. But how many people do you got to kill before you go, listen, I don't care if you're crazy or not, you're an environmental danger and I need to put you down.
I mean, we have a running joke about Punisher. If he sees you jaywalking, he'll shoot you in the knee. It's just a joke.
It's a joke. Now, it might have existed in the Marvel comics.
Oh my god.
But again, you gotta realize that comic book characters are created and controlled by the people who are writing for them and their editors.
Right.
The Punisher who existed in 1973 or 78 when it came out, I don't exactly know when, as a Spider-Man villain, was created for specific Rule A. As he went into other writers, they created more of a story. You end up with a character who you start to understand why he's doing what he's doing. Wolverine was created in issue 179 or 180 or 181 of The Incredible Hulk. He was supposed to be a dangerous Canadian superhero weapon thing that was...
Weapon thing.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Hulk is fighting the Wendigo. We have A versus B. He comes in. Ooh, new drama. Now we have a C. What's going to happen? Is he going to team up with the Hulk? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? We don't know. Then he went to the X-Men and became, bam, superstar.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Wolverine.
Not really. I don't really.
He's okay.
I don't like him because of why everyone else likes him. I like him because it just cracks me up.
I like that he uses hobbit snot to keep his hair up.
Okay.
It's an old... There's a comic magazine called Wizard. It was an old joke from them. But
yeah, I just wanted to talk about Punisher for a little bit.
Punisher's fine. The concept of Punisher is fine. The Frank Castle character is good. Okay?
Frank Castle.
But realistically, there's going to have to come a time where they're going to have to let him die.
I know.
Oh, Punisher?
Yes. Especially if they're going to keep trying this whole the real world exists and time works like it does for everyone else.
I know. It's just... it's literally... even Deadpool said it, and I know I don't take Deadpool very seriously, but he said...
why not? You're supposed to take everything Deadpool says seriously.
I'll fight you. And he's like... he said, what does it take to kill you? And that is always stuck in my mind, is that literally Punisher is just a dude who's got nothing to lose, so he's like, let's do it. Let's bring the punishment.
Punisher wins for the same reason Batman wins.
Wait, Punisher versus Deadpool?
Oh, yeah, that was that a lot.
I don't know none about that.
Yeah,
I can see why Punisher would win, because Deadpool doesn't care.
Nah, he didn't win. No one won.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Deadpool doesn't care, so he would die and just go do something else.
He was being hired by, I think, government or something.
I find Deadpool to be a shitty character. He's entertaining, but yeah, as character goes, he's a crap pot.
Well, he's the definition of breaking the fourth wall every time.
He's comedy relief.
I don't even care about breaking the fourth wall.
That's what he does.
It's just...
that's his character. No, that is his character, though. He's designed to break the fourth wall.
I don't find him anywhere near entertaining.
That's okay. But
I think his storyline with Thanos is interesting.
I don't even know what the fuck you're babbling about.
The Lady of Death?
Yes.
Death itself? You know, Thanos' wife? Is also...
well, it's not his wife.
Whatever.
They are both love interests of Death.
Exactly. They're both love interests of Death, which I think is funny because it creates a weird, like, dynamic.
Love triangle between Death, Thanos, and Deadpool.
And Deadpool. That's fucking hilarious.
I don't want to participate in this conversation.
That's hilarious.
Gene all over again.
No.
In that aspect, way different. In that aspect, Wolverine's an asshole.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you need...
yeah, pretty much.
Calm down, Logan. Logan, calm down. Calm down, Logan. You can literally get any other girl you wanted.
No, not literally.
Not literally, but he's got a good job.
Now, I have to be fair. To my knowledge, Jean has never done anything to encourage Logan.
Probably not in the comic books, but in the movies, you know, they tried to say
yeah.
She did, but,
in
know,
the
whatever.
Comics, to my knowledge, and I'm not a master, you know, I'm not the walking library of Marvel Comics. She's always cared about him, but not been in love with him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot of problems, even in the cartoons I've captured, that there was the one where they go to high school and Jean was caring about the Blob, and the Blob was like, you obviously like me!
You're talking about Evolution, X-Men Evolution.
And that's what Jean
is. Basically, comic books are trying to reflect what a lot of young boys, what happens to a lot of young boys just around a girl just who shows any interest to them whatsoever.
Maybe, you might be making a point there.
And on top of that, Jean's pretty.
So. Yeah.
But again, that also comes down to that whole Mary Sue argument, too.
Yeah.
I didn't get the hot redhead cheerleader in high school because I was a freak. Now I'm a mutant and everybody loves me. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I know this is how it'd be death, but somehow that just came out. If you had to pick, like, a mutant power, superpower, stuff like that you could do, what would
you do? I already know my three. We used to do this. If you had three superpowers, what would they be?
Yeah, what would they be?
Invulnerability.
Uh-huh.
Inexhaustibility.
Uh-huh.
And the ability to fly.
Okay.
Never be hurt. Never grow tired, and flight. Now, there are way many more powers that are fun,
yeah.
But those, how could you never be hurt again?
Vulnerability. That goes along one of the ones I would pick was like Wolverine-style regeneration.
See, but he feels it all.
Yeah, he feels it all. So that's kind of a better
that noise.
Teleportation. I'd rather have teleportation as far as my mobility, not flight.
Listen, teleport and flight...
Yeah.
I'm on board with you, but the reason I go with flight over teleportation, when you teleport, you don't feel the wind on your face.
That's true, but you can't. But if you're ever captured, you can't fly out of there. You understand what I'm saying?
You might be able to
teleport out.
You're invulnerable. Like, what are they going to do?
I know.
Shoot me some more?
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, dude, it's going to get really boring in there after a while, but let me out, damn it. You can't kill me.
Oh, sure. I mean, they could put me in a room and fill me up with concrete. I'm going to either die or be stuck in concrete forever.
And if I had to pick, like, my third power, it would probably be... I know it's not really a power, necessarily.
No, go ahead.
But, like, Tony Stark level of, like, engineering and all that stuff.
In the Marvel role-playing game that came out in the late...
We're going to be doing a superhero game soon.
Late 80s, early 90s. It was called Ultimate Skill.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, characters like Forge. Forge's mutant ability is he builds things. He puts shit together. He don't even know how it works himself. It's just his mutant ability goes, I need to put these things together and build, oh, look, it's a mutant nullification ray. Or, oh, look, I made a hoverboard.
Puts potato and paper put well, together, makes time machine.
Well, they're making
yeah, but if he did that, he'd have no idea why, where Doom and Stark would know why.
Yeah. What about
Caleb?
Oh,
yeah,
Caleb.
You only picked two, didn't he? Picked teleportation and the
ultimate tech skill.
Okay.
Teleportation.
And invulnerability. Slash regeneration.
Regeneration. One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other.
Personally,
shoot the nerd. Oh, he got better. What the hell?
Regeneration will be cooler in a sense of like, oh, he's down. No, I'm not.
Well, the other aspect is then you can really start using teleportation as an offensive ability. You teleport behind someone with your arm in their body. They die. Your arm's all fucked up. And then it regenerates.
Like a starfish.
Like a starfish. Congratulations, you're a smart Patrick. Get out.
Wow.
This is me becoming fanboying, but I want the power of Cap. The ability to use my words. The ability to lead. Even if you don't like me, join me in this battle and listen to what I say.
Charisma.
The greatest power is making your enemies your friends, and he has it.
Captain America's power. Popularity.
Being pretty.
Being pretty.
And since I'm in a wheelchair, I want Professor Xavier's power now, because whoop-a-bam!
The power to walk.
And, Magneto's.
Metal control.
Now, technically...
Especially in nowadays age, that would be, like, amazing.
Magneto has way more than magnetic control. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't use it anymore. He used to have, other forms of energy control.
I mean, can't he do, like, Magnuses around things, too?
To put it in a scale, as strong as the Hulk is... That's how good he is at magnetic control.
I mean, I know, like, from where we're sitting right now, he could bend the metal flag.
Marvel Comics has said before, Magneto can use his ability to manipulate the gravitational pull of the moon from Earth. Or move things on the moon.
He could Legend of Zelda this stuff.
He can make all the iron in your blood form a clot and kill you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's what I mean. I want to be a mixture of Xavier and Magneto and plus Steve.
That's one of the reasons I really like Sky as an Inhuman, by the way. In the comic books, Magneto shit.
You know, the mic can't hear you.
I'm not really paying attention to the fact that we're recording anymore. I'm just.
Well,
whatever.
Do speak up a little bit, because I didn't hear you either.
So, basically, at some point in the comic...
She messes up Magneto badly.
At some point in the comic book, she messes up Magneto badly. Magneto tries to
do something
bad or whatever.
See, I don't know Sky's character in the comics.
In the comic, it's the same character in the comic book, except slightly different. In the comic book, she's
that made perfect sense.
I'm about to explain it, fool! Yep. In the comic books, she's actually raised by Nick Fury.
Because ninjas.
Nice!
In the comic book, she's raised by Nick Fury.
Which one?
Black Nick Fury or White Nick Fury? This is
Black Nick Fury. What? I don't... She's raised by Nick Fury, okay?
They are different people.
Then okay. That's Nick Fury Jr.
Whichever one is the leader of
Nick Fury's Fury, got to catch them all.
She is raised by Nick Fury from a very young age.
Wait till we get Chinese Nick Fury.
Chinese
and Indian Nick Fury. And other Indian
Something
Nick
happens
Fury.
Something where Magneto's doing bad shit or whatever.
And then you get Latina Nick Fury, who's actually Nicola.
And using her ability of vibrations, she stops his ability to... use his power vibrations through his brain for some reason.
I didn't think it came out of his brain. I thought he was just like, whoop-ah! Magnetism!
She vibrates him so much he can't concentrate.
I get it.
That was funny, thinking about that. What you said about the Inhumans in one of our podcasts about they get
sick easy.
Corrupted by poisons and
stuff.
Yeah,
we were talking about that.
That was one of the biggest problems with Crystal when she first showed up in the comics was... pollution fucked her up.
Yeah, that was it. And I had to say, I love Black Bolt. I don't know much about him, but I absolutely
Black
love
Bolt,
him.
Black Bolt.
The king
of the Inhumans.
Is it Black Bolt?
It's Black Bolt. If he whispers, he knocks over your building. No, it's Black Bolt. It really is, dude.
In the Agents of Smash, that cartoon, he just goes, smash, and the whole freaking force field that was indestructible just...
He's okay. I mean...
I like him.
To me, I know that they went in a lot more to make his character more of a character, but to me, he was never a character. He was always a thing. Okay. He's a prop. Don't make the king speak. Oh, look, the king spoke. Oh, look, the fight's over. The end. Okay. Why didn't the motherfucker say that to begin with?
I mean...
Like, you knew this dude was going to trash the town anyways. You might as well trash the town and knock him down.
I mean, like, I really do like Black Bolt.
Yeah, Black Bolt.
He's...
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
I think he's super cool, especially Medusa.
I'm sorry, that is a stupid name. Black Bolt? I don't like that name.
Reed, I know his sister's inhuman name.
That is his inhuman name.
No.
Right?
He's got like, it's like Black Gargarian or some shit like that.
He's like a royal family too. Like, yeah. This is how it works. It's like Medusa, Karnak, Gorgon, Triton, Crystal, and Maximus the Mad. What kind of
name is that? They have a dog too.
Yeah. And a canine Lockjaw.
I love the Lockjaw.
Those are the Inhumans that most people know.
Crystal is apparently eventually a member of the Avengers. That's interesting.
Yes, she also marries Quicksilver.
Oh.
And has a daughter named Luna.
Quicksilver's dead, though.
She had a thing with Thanos, too. Or not Thanos. Wow.
Who wants a thing with Thanos? That's just weird, bro.
I meant Rodan. She had a thing with Rodan.
The Accuser?
Mm-hmm.
That had to be after.
I don't know. But she had a thing with him.
She had a thing with Johnny. And that's how she got introduced to the Marvel Universe was through the Fantastic Four.
So who is like the biggest villain ever in Marvel Universe? Is it just Thanos?
Kingpin, because he reaches everything.
I was about to say,
the cinematic universe is using Thanos as the biggest bad.
Yeah, Marvel Comics. You have to realize you're going to work at what you call the street level, mm-hmm. world level, cosmos level.
Yeah, cosmos level.
Kingpin, big time bad, street level.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Doctor Doom. Big time bad, world level. Ultron, big time big, world level.
Wouldn't he go cosmic eventually, though?
Who?
Ultron, because he takes over a whole other planet, eventually.
Well, if he takes over another planet, that's in the comics, and I don't know anything about
it. Yeah, eventually, at some point, his consciousness, they defeat him, his consciousness gets sucked into a satellite, and he just beams himself out into the universe, finds a planet that's ruled by these weird insect machines.
Well, then
they try to assimilate him, and he's like, no, I'm assimilating
you. In that argument, if that's what's happening... Yeah. Fuck Ultron. Now he's a Brainiac / the Borg ripoff.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm out.
I have to look it up which one came out first.
Oh.
As far as like Brainiac or Ultron.
I think
it didn't matter because they were different at first.
I think.
Which I love Brainiac as far as like the DC Universe's cyborg thing. AI thing.
Retrospect. I think.
Well, anyways, biggest... you were saying on who would be the cosmic one then? Because you went
Galactus.
I was about to say Galactus.
Thanos is bad effing news.
Uh-huh.
Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet is game over, man. Game over.
Right.
Okay, so Marvel has what's called the Elders of the Universe.
Right.
There's Eternity. Isn't
the Collector one of those?
Yeah. Well, there's Eternity. Mm-hmm. Everything in the Marvel Universe makes up Eternity. Eternity as an entity is the entire effing universe's conscious. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's not my thing. There's Death. There's Galactus. Those three. Mm. Galactus is the last living thing from the universe that existed before the Big Bang Theory. The moment of the Big Bang that created our universe, or in this case the Marvel Universe, Galactus somehow survived. So those three are huge.
So Eternity came into existence when the universe was formed, along with Death, Oblivion, and Infinity.
Well, I don't know Oblivion and Infinity.
Never heard of those either. I've heard of Galactus. That's what you said. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
The Elders of the Universe are the Collector. There's a gardening guy.
The Watcher?
No. The Watcher is... They're a different race. The Watchers were a race of aliens who tried to help bring this one alien's group and help them evolve forward. They ended up evolving too fast, blowing themselves up into smithereens, and the Watchers took the ultimate oath of never interfering again.
Was that one guy then? It was in the old Fantastic Four cartoon. He comes down and he talks to...
So he got a big giant bald head?
Yes.
That's the Watcher.
Okay.
Uatu, the Watcher, breaks his oath from time to time for humans because plot device.
So, apparently the way that works is, apparently Eternity is like the cosmic balance of power. It's a physical incarnation of time. And his sister Infinity is a representation of space.
Okay.
Apparently, if Galactus ever dies, something called, or does not exist, the opposite of Eternity, something about Abraxas would come into being. I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm curious now.
I don't know either.
And Eternity is guarded by Captain Universe. What the fuck that is?
Captain Universe?
Captain Universe.
Captain Universe isn't an entity. Mm-hmm. It's a power. For example, Captain Universe hit Spider-Man and turned him into Captain Universe. He had all of Captain Universe's abilities plus Spider-Man's.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But he could fly. It was like, realistically, it was like space Superman energy hit him. But if he hit the Hulk, he would still become Captain Universe. Do you get the idea?
Isn't it like that one demon guy who touches you, he has his powers and your powers?
No, nothing like that. It's more like a... Think of it like an overlay.
I want to say Captain Planet.
Well, if you took Spider-Man and you put him in Iron Man suit, is he Spider-Man or is he Iron Man?
Dude, the Iron Spider-Man.
No, that's a different suit. But that's a different suit.
He's still Spider-Man because he's...
But he's not shooting webs out of his gloves. He's not sticking to walls. He's flying and he's got repulsor beams. You get what I'm saying?
Pew, pew. Yeah.
Okay. Captain Universe was kind of like that.
Galactus is dead.
I don't know anything
In the main Marvel canon comic universe. The verse
of
his
okay. Well,
he's dead.
I'm like looking at information now.
That's new to me.
Shouldn't.
So the Elders of the Universe are very, very high powerful. They usually take...
Yeah.
There's Law Order and Lord Chaos.
That's an interesting concept. That would be interesting. Remember,
there's the In-Betweener. There's the Beyonder. These are all just cosmic level abilities who, in our real world, snaps the fingers and blow a fart bubble and makes whatever they want happen.
That's, you think about it, that's really...
Interesting theory that I just thought of because of reading wikis and things along those lines, which aren't always true, but whatever. You know that head that they went to in Guardians of the Galaxy at the end, the giant head?
Ego.
Ego, whatever it was?
The living planet. Or what might have been... No.
That was the dead carcass of something else.
A celestial.
A celestial, right. There is a storyline where Abraxas, the opposite of Galactus when Galactus dies or whatever it is, sends a celestial head or whatever hurtling into Earth, and the Fantastic Four have to stop it or something along those lines.
Well, there are future
stories. That would be an interesting storyline.
There's future stories where...
If they were to adapt that for Guardians of the Galaxy, what if suddenly, somehow, out there in the universe, this thing comes flying toward Earth... Whatever reason, Guardians of the Galaxy have to stop it, or something like, or
Guardians
toward
of the
Nova
Galaxy
Home.
Ever come back to Earth?
It is.
Say it again, Kayla.
Did they ever come back to Earth? And Star Wars just like, oh, I've missed so much.
You have to watch Guardians of the Galaxy How It Should Have Ended because it's funny as hell.
You guys talk about butts a lot.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I think the funny thing is Star Lord and I are about the same age.
Probably.
I think I might be a year older than him or a year younger.
No,
I'm not sure.
He's like 25 in this movie.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
Dude,
he isn't.
Like
he got kidnapped
30.
In 1980 something,
right.
And he was like 15 or 10.
He was not 15.
Yeah, he was like 10.
8 or 10.
So he's in the mid 30s then.
Yeah, I'm mid to late 30s.
Oh, I thought you were in 40s. My bad.
Not yet. I got another 2 years.
Totally old.
But yeah, now when I talk Marvel comics and
right.
cosmic level heroes, I usually dial it down to Marvel, Captain Marvel, or Quasar. Quasar is a human who used to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, actually, who gets the Nega, or whatever the hell the quantum bands are called.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what their superpower is, other than they can form a force field and he flies. To me, the bands remind me a lot of Green Lantern Ring.
Yeah.
Right. Except different fuel source, different MacGuffin.
There's also Wonder Man and Nova.
Nova actually is a...
Wonder Man shows so much in Ms. Marvel comic books.
Wonder Man is awesome. He's not cosmic. Nova is not cosmic, but he is galactic.
Well, bam.
He's been in space. He is a space character, but he's not anywhere near cosmic.
It's funny because...
Silver Surfer, cosmic, and galactic.
Ms. Marvel would be considered cosmic, galactic,
and
street,
actually.
She's
not cosmic.
Really? You don't think so?
Not unless they've really retooled her powers, and I don't know them. But she is definitely galactic.
There's a big storyline where she is up in space a lot.
Sure, that's galactic.
And deals with stuff coming down all the time.
Cosmic would be something outside this galaxy, yeah?
No. Cosmic level would be the ability to affect things on a cosmic scale.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Surfer could kill the Earth if he wished.
Okay, then let's... Here's it.
Trap.
If she's not in her binary form, then yes, she's only galactic. If
yes,
she ever goes
binary,
yes, totally cosmic.
Binary is a very cosmic level.
Yeah.
The other Nova, Frankie Ray, who was on fire and was one of the Heralds of the Galactus, she went from a world-level hero to a cosmic-level hero.
Is it sad that every time I hear you say Galactus, I get this image of, the frick is his name from Transformers?
Galvatron.
Not Galvatron.
Then the big planet?
The big planet one.
Omicron.
On.
Something Crom.
Something
on.
Crom. Unicron. I think it was Unicron.
Make a Transformer
yeah.
Last name.
All, every time I hear it, see Galactus, I always just think of this giant planet Unicron. I don't know why.
Ego. The planet that eats things.
This is about DC, but wasn't there a Green Lantern that was a
planet? Yeah.
Yes.
So done. Everything
it's like his equator. His equator is his ring.
Nice. Life is great.
Yeah, I don't. You'd have to talk to Scott Jensen more about that, or
Mike
David
Brown.
Truitt,
or Mike Brown.
Yeah,
I think
because I remember.
I think those two are bigger
in the card game that he plays all the time. There's actually one of the cards is that planet that has the Green Lantern thing.
While I do know that Mike is a Green Lantern fan to an extent, I think he's more of a Green Lantern fan of the characters, not the Green Lantern core.
I remember watching that episode again.
But I could be wrong. Hey, ask him.
Oh, that's
sorry. Yeah.
It's on.
This went from debating to...
No. It's just random discussion.
Random discussion.
It's after hours. There's
after
no
hours.
No rhyme, no reason.
So are we going to talk about all the people who actually became Captain America?
No.
Oh.
No.
There's only one character that matters.
Excuse me, Sam's actually Captain America right now, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Okay, so there's only two characters that matter. Sam came after I quit reading comics.
Bucky did okay.
John Walker.
Bucky did okay, but he just couldn't follow the line.
John Walker was the only person pre-Civil War that mattered, and that's because he became U.S. agent.
Poor Bucky.
He tried.
He tried so hard.
There's no reason why they should have ever brought him back to life.
There's
except to create a story to fucking directly with Cap.
Like you said, Cap needs someone.
I'm
to
sorry,
work
he was
with.
Awesome as a Winter Soldier.
I freaking love
him. The Winter Soldier could have been any person.
No, it could not have been.
It had to be Bucky.
No, it didn't.
It had to be Bucky.
It's bollocks.
No.
It's bollocks.
Wrong. No, it's not.
Not a believer.
Well, then when the final villain of the Spider-Man series comes out to be Uncle Ben, who didn't really die but was technically
the... No, that is bollocks.
That's stupid. He's
I don't want to hear your shit.
No, that's totally different. That's absolutely different in so many ways.
You let your Aunt May die! Uncle Ben's now evil.
You know, the funniest thing about the Amazing Spider-Man movies was how hard they tried not to say with great power comes great responsibility.
Drew and I were joking about it. Tobey Maguire made a very good...
Spider-Man?
No.
Or
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker and...
Andrew Garfield made a great Spider-Man.
It was just... That funny.
I
wonder who they'll cast next.
I think Tobey was fine in the first movie, and it went downhill quickly.
Let's just not talk about the third movie at all. How's that? Let's go. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You good with that? Cool.
The third movie was poop on a stick. Offense to Topher Grace.
It was just poop. No stick.
No offense to Topher Grace. Topher Grace could have been a wonderful spider villain like Smythe. I think it's Alexander Smythe.
I just think they should have handled Venom better.
That's what I'm talking about. Topher Grace. Okay. Eddie Brock is supposed to be a football player kind of guy. I mean, Eddie Brock made Flash Thompson look small. You know, I hate to say it, but... Oh, who's that wrestler I'm thinking in my head? I can't think of his name. The big one that's... Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar has the physical body to be Venom.
Right.
That's
Venom
what...
Venom is always...
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Topher Grace did an amazing job with what they gave him.
Yeah.
And I'm not... And I hate the Venom in that movie.
Yeah, Venom is horrible. Venom is horrible. Venom was like one of my favorite films.
I thought he was overrated, and I still kind of do.
And it's really cool how he turns into a hero slightly.
Yeah, anti-hero.
Anti-hero for S.H.I.E.L.D.
My biggest problem with the Venom idea is this. The alien...
That's the power I want. I want a symbiote.
The alien suit is a symbiote, right?
Symbiote. Huh.
It's supposed to bond with you. Uh-huh. We are Venom. Mm-hmm. If you bonded, you wouldn't say we. You'd say I. I am Venom. If there's a parasite living in you right now, in your intestinal tract...
He is a parasite.
Hold on. Let's say Kayla got a parasite, and it somehow connected the circuitry in her nervous system that's making her legs not work so great, and all of a sudden they started working. That would be considered an empowering parasite, right?
That would happen to Flash?
What?
Flash Thompson, his legs were bad, and...
Sort of.
Yeah, and then Venom was like,
but
boop.
I'm trying to make a point here, so follow along for
the
a moment. Symbiote
tries to make its host better, so it can
right,
live longer.
So it lives longer and stronger. Suffice to say, it doesn't overwrite your brain.
Right.
But the idea has always been, this thing's trying to bond with something. So if it bonds, it becomes a new life. And it becomes a new life. It becomes a new entity. It's one mind. Mm-hmm. Venom should be one thing. You should not be able to separate the symbiont from Brock if they bonded. They are one. If you separate them, they should die.
Right. But just like there's medicine out there that can get rid of said parasites and things that bond.
Well, to me, the
medicine
best
that got rid of a symbiont would be interesting.
To me, the best example would be Jadzia Dax from Star Trek Next Generation. The Dax symbiont lives inside the Troll host. They are a new entity. The Dax symbiont does remember its past lives, but it doesn't control Dax. It enhances Jadzia.
Okay.
Jadzia the I know you guys aren't Star Trek fans, I get it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I have no problem with Flash Thompson being Agent Venom. I can only wear the Venom suit for 59 minutes or it takes me over, blah blah blah.
Right.
It lets him use, I don't know if he lost his legs as in they got cut off.
Oh, no, or he can't, they're damaged.
Yeah, I think their damage is in they don't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, he lost them from the knees down or something. And that's different from, I have legs that don't work, a la Charles Xavier.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Well, we've been rambling now for about an hour, so why don't we just call this an end, and we'll find out if people like it or not. So, for Two Fools Network, I'm Dave.
I'm RJ.
I'm Kayla.
And we'll put this one up sometime down the road.